With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's me, Kelly Williams.
And Troy McKeaty.
And this week, I am thrilled for our topic. We're going to be talking about The Boys from Gossip Girl. If you're wondering why we didn't do just a full Gossip Girl episode, it's because the girls from Gossip Girl are fucking crazy in blind items. And I think next week, that'll probably be our paywall episode.
I'm excited. I know that you've been really excited for this for a long time. I'm excited to learn more about them because I only know them as, like, I know more about the boys, I guess, than I think the girls, because they're all allegedly gay, so of course I know about that, but I'm excited to, like, learn stuff.
Now, before we get into our opinions about the three horsemen of Gossip Girl, what do you think of Emrata and Harry Styles?
So, obviously, everybody sent us this revolting video of them. I mean, it was literally like a scene from Predator. Them just jaws locked, licking deep inside each other's throats with their tongues. It was insane. This is my theory. And I don't know how true this is, but this is just how my spirit is leading me. I think that she, being a podcast girl, being a girl on the internet, being a girl about town, she is aware of the conversation. I think, and I've been saying this for a long time, I think that because we as the public are now so aware, we're too aware of everything. We know how everything works, you know, the pap walks, the PR, you know, all of it, the bearding. I think that celebrities are just going to be leaning into, like, really blatant PR, like, relationships. Like, I feel like she's just going to hardcore lean into relationships that are, like, so blatantly cringe and ridiculous because it gets so much press.
And you've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah. And that kiss was just, it was almost like an SNL kiss to me.
Yeah. Harry Styles, every like video I've seen of him kissing someone, he looks unhappy to do so.
Yeah. And he's always looking to see, again, another thing that we have both said for a long time, he's not good at this stuff.
Mm-mm.
And I know that you girls, the Harry girls, get mad at us for reading him down every week. But I'm sorry, he's not good at being famous. Like, send him to a boot camp or something, because he has no grace. He's like staring at the paparazzi with his eyes wide open while he kisses this woman. It's absurd.
This is another one of those couples where I'm like, guys, don't be silly. Don't let this take up space in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Emrata, I think it's so funny. Ever since she dated Pete Davidson, she's, like, become Pete Davidson.
Yes. She has. She's the female Pete. And she's, like, I don't know. I feel like they go into these situations being, like, listen, let's just fucking camp it up. We're going to go outside. We're going to do clumsy pap walks. And, you know, I think that she's been doing this for too long to be so clumsy at it. So that's what makes me feel like they're just doing this on purpose, because it gets them so much, way more press than if they just quietly dated.
Right.
It's a lot of people talking about this today.
And just like, don't spend too much time on it, guys.
Yeah, please. Please don't let them get you. Learn from the Kardashians, our mistakes for 10 years. Don't let them get you.
I did see there are reports that Megan Fox and MGK are allegedly on a break. If that's true, one of my predictions of the year has come true.
Yes. You did say that this is going to happen. I don't really have much thought behind this. This is one of those things, again, we've given it way too much of our time.
Yeah.
It's unfair to us.
Megan just keep walking, girl. Keep, just go.
Yeah, yeah. Please. You had a little slip up with a K-Fed and now go. Get out of there. Don't get pregnant. Just get the fuck out. So, of course, we also have to talk about Miss Gwyneth Paltrow, with us being witches and throwing these episodes into a cauldron right before they come out. Of course, Gwyneth immediately went on trial right after our episode. And what are your thoughts on the coverage and the footage?
I'm pretty sure during our episode, I said she's an alien. And yeah. I stand by it. Just watching her up there. It's like, I'm like, you're not from here. Like, what planet are you from? Especially when she was like, well, we did lose a half day of skiing. Girl, it's not the time.
Oh, my God.
It's like the whitest trial I've ever heard. And I will say that doctor did suffer a lot of injuries. I'm not trying to like minimize what happened to him. But he's like, I can't even enjoy wine now. And, you know, going skiing's hard. And it's like, you had a brain injury. That's all you got to say.
Right. I can't even enjoy wine. The taste of Cab Sav is just, it's not the same. No, I agree. It's just been very, very Caucasian. Lots of Caucasity going on. And I was talking to my friend Russ Martin about it last night, or the other night. We were both really stoned. And he was like, I think that this is like all celebrities trials should now be on TV. Cause like, we don't really do like Diane Sawyer or, you know, Barbara Walters, obviously interviews or anything like that anymore. Oprah does, like, there's no place for celebrities to really be like on the stand, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like maybe this might be the new 8 p.m. celebrity interview is like the trial that we all watch all over the country.
That's so crazy. I guess I haven't even thought of what you just said, like the interview part, because even like today's show would have hard-hitting Tom yeah. Cruise or whatever, and there isn't a place for that. They can't go on like Ryan and Kelly,
right? Or like Jimmy Fallon. What are they gonna do? Hit each other with pies?
He's like, what's in the box? Is this a subpoena? Is yeah. that evidence?
He's like, you do your best share impression, buddy. Pal. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that trials should be on TV. Celebrities should have to face their public. And it also makes a lot of people a lot of money covering these celebrity trials. Like, people ate off Johnny Depp. That trial fed a lot of people. We also have to discuss. So last week, there was so much stuff happening in pop culture that I forgot to mention this. And a bunch of you messaged me and asked why we didn't talk about it. So I know that we're like a week removed from it, but I do want to talk about La Roche. And I want to talk about what I believe is like a real travesty of him no longer styling celebrities. La Roche is like not just a good stylist. Obviously, right now, he's, I think, the most like well-known stylist in the world, they say. Like, he's the most sought after celebrity stylist. And like, it's one thing to be like a decent stylist and like whatever, but he has literally helped create careers. Like, he helped give Zendaya like a different arena, you know? Like, she has an entirely new career as a fashion it girl because of him. And he's just like very special. And I think that he will be sorely missed. Celebrity is already so weird now. And like, the one thing that we can at least fall back on is like the fashions. And without him, it's just going to be really, the red carpet will not be the same. And I believe that him being like a Black gay man has probably been treated like absolute fucking garbage by that industry and by the people above him. I feel like they've gone out of their way to humiliate him in different ways. Like, they will do weird things, like leave him off of like guest lists for fashion shows where he clearly should be invited, just to have him stand outside and be humiliated and have to leave. And we all saw the thing at the Louis Vuitton show where he like was told to get up and sit in the second row. Like, this is the most successful celebrity stylist in the world, and he's being told that he can't come into a fucking Louis Vuitton show when Lourdes is allowed to be there. You know what I mean? Like, it's absurd. And he's dressing the people that are walk. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I don't have any more thoughts really besides that, just that I'm gonna miss him. And it's shitty, and it's giving very much racist to me.
All right. So with that, I need to know your opinions on Chase, Ed, and Penn Badgley.
Okay. Chase, many years of reading about Mr. Chase. Many years of Chase is the one that I know the most about of all these people, for obvious reason. I've been following Chase for many years, since his days of living with Mr. Chazé in the penthouse in LA. Penn, I do not know really anything about Penn's personal life. I am wildly attracted to Penn. Like, I will tell you that I am wildly attracted to him, even before you. And who's the other one?
In Ed Westwick.
Ed. I don't know anything about Ed. I just know that he's like really not a good person.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, if anyone has followed me on Laguna, you know I'm obsessed with Chase Crawford. I've said it on this podcast too. You know how you talk about like once in a lifetime beauty? To me, that's him.
Agreed.
And terrible actor, but love him. Penn Badgley, I think, is like the most talented out of the three, seemingly the least problematic. And then Ed Westwick has always given me like the ick, just like from the way he speaks to the way he carries himself. I've always just been like, no, I don't like it.
His career is also really confusing to me. Like, because he's not really known for anything outside of Gossip Girl, right?
Not that I know of. I don't know if he's done stuff over in like England or anything, but I would say here it's he's Chuck Bass.
That's so crazy. Like, I remember when I was younger, I really felt like he was gonna be, well, the media, I feel like, presented him to be like not the breakout star of the show, but he was like the mysterious, hot, like, I don't know. I just thought that he would go do a bunch of other things. It's weird that he's only really done that.
Yeah, I would say that's right. I would say they really pushed Blake Lively and they really tried for Ed Westwick.
Yeah, they really like wanted him to be like a star.
But I know you didn't watch Gossip Girl, but in my opinion, like if you watch it, it's very clear that Leighton Meester and Penn Badgley are the most talented ones on that show.
Now that I do know. I know
Okay.
that I at least know that for sure. For sure. Because Penn's acting is like was always way above like teens TV drama. Like you just looked at him and thought, like, that guy's gonna be an actor, of course. And her too. I mean, she's amazing.
I completely agree. And just one weird thing about Chase Crawford, there was one point, maybe like season four of Gossip Girl going to season five or three or four, everyone started noticing his lip looked a little fucked up. And I still get DMs about it. So basically, what happened is he got really, allegedly, he got really drunk and fucked up his lip and like split it in half. And it's really hard to like sew your lips to look the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if you look, there's one specific point where his lips start looking different. And now it's not as noticeable. I'm sure maybe fillers or something to help it out. But yeah, I just wanted to address that because I'm sure people, or maybe you don't think about it and it's just me. I don't know.
I will now.
And also, Chase is the king of paparazzi walks, which we love.
Yes, he loves a paparazzi walk.
There was just a Just Jared post of him walking with Buffalo Wild Wings, like with the logo facing outward. So you knew that he was eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
He's like dipping in ranch as he walks. That's hilarious.
So all of that was opinions. Everything from here on out is alleged. And just so you guys know, we get most of our blind items from crazydaysandnights.net, also Blind Gossip and Lainey Gossip. Those are kind of our three big ones. And if it's different, we will cite it.
Right. Yes. And sometimes they come from websites like PopDirt that are not in service anymore, but we will let you know.
Right. And we are starting in 2007. What new relationship between two famous youngsters in different entertainment fields should be judged a fomance rather than a romance, according to sources who claim the male half prefers the company of gentlemen, and that's Chase Crawford, and that's when he was dating Carrie Underwood. And
Oh.
just a heads up, there are a lot of blinds about Chase's sexuality.
Yeah, I figure.
And fun fact, Chase Crawford allegedly dated Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood dated Tony Romo. Tony Romo is now married to Chase Crawford's sister.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it is a fire. We're now in 2008, and this is from the New York Daily News. Which rising actor with a celebrity girlfriend has been sending dirty, flirty text to a slew of young ladies in Hollywood? At least that's the gossip, and that is Chase in regards to Carrie. I would also say, people always ask us, like, what celebrities got us into blind items? And it's so weird, even though I never watched Gossip Girl, I just remember his blinds about being gay were, like, some of the first I ever read back in the day. And it just blew my mind.
That's funny, because I will say, he's kind of one of the first celebrities to kind of make me tilt my head at the way things were reported. Because there was a specific time that him and JC Chazé used to be in cabanas all the time.
Yeah.
Like, at pool parties and, like, leaving the cabanas together, going in together. And I was kind of like, what's happening there?
And they weren't very secretive about it, which was also really weird. Like, I remember they lived together for a little while, and they would tell the press, like, oh, we're in a bromance, and we're roommates, and, you know, whatever. And I just remember thinking it was so crazy that I could, like, read blind items about that and then look at pictures of them in the cabanas and, like, put it together. Like, those were some of the first, like, connectors I ever made in blinds.
Which hit TV show's cast members are as bad in real life as the characters in the plot line? At a recent party, two of the hot actors held up the bathroom line while cutting up their own lines in the stalls. And allegedly, that is Chase and Ed Westwick. And one thing that I always heard about Chase and Ed is they loved threesomes.
Mm. Don't they all?
No, they loved a threesome moment.
They should have hit up Miley. She also loves a threesome. This barely 20s male B-list television actor, who was the in-person right now, was great in the afternoons, but was a complete ass by midnight because of his 12-hour-a-day constant Coke habit. That's two from this group now. And that, again, is Ed Westwick.
This blind is from Lainey Gossip. Two boys in the city. First fellow has been the subject of gay speculation for years. He's had the luxury of hiding behind those with a higher profile, and then later in obscurity while others have dominated the smutty landscape. Not that it would matter either way, but it's been decided for the greater good by committee that he remain vague about the fact he likes boys better than girls. Vague is better than fraud, and picking up in Gaytown is much better than doing it 70s style in the forest like George Michael. Now that he's single, having broken up with a long-term boyfriend with whom he was living openly back home, he was seen at 2 a.m. very recently in an area where the homos hang, propositioning a male acquaintance to join him back at the hotel. Unfortunately, he had his signals crossed. The object of the sleepover was not interested. Second fellow is still a full-on fraud, and it would appear that his now defunct relationship was an attempt to cover a close friendship that was tingling all of our smutty senses. The man who made him has since leaked several stories to make sure his female fan base doesn't defect, which is why the next night across town at the after parties, he felt secure enough to make out hard and wet, boogie and get down with a boy rather light on his feet in more ways than one, but much less famous. Now he and Brittany have something in common. So the first fellow being JC Chazé, who hid behind Justin Timberlake and then Lance Bass, and the second fellow being Chase Crawford, who allegedly hooked up with Wade Robinson.
Not Wade. Oh my God. One day Wade will write, when he's like really old, he's going to write the craziest Hollywood book. Like when he's really old and like desperate for money, he will write the book that fucking blows everything out of the water, I feel.
I'm surprised he hasn't yet.
Yeah, I know. Probably because he's been threatened by so many people. He knows so many secrets.
Just before we continue with this, I do want to say, I think Chase is like fluid. I know blind items have issues with sexuality and has issues with someone being straight or gay and just labeling it black and white. But like, I know girls who've hooked up with Chase.
Right.
So I think it's just like, Chase fucks.
Because he's beautiful. Yeah. He's too beautiful to be restricted. whatever that means. Raunchy Sex in the City. Which actress in a committed relationship had an orgy with two stars of a TV drama in New York? Quote, she made out with one of them, then she slept with the other guy, a source reveals, of course. And that is Miss Lindsay Lohan, Chase Crawford, and Ed Westwick. Wow.
We're now in 2009. This closeted acting heartthrob is hunting for a new bachelor pad. It's not because he wants to live alone. It's because he wants to do something about his current living situation before he really begins hating his ex so much that it interferes with his work. The reason for all the animosity? He caught his ex in bed with someone else. And I did know Chase and Ed were roommates, but I've never heard that they like were together. So that
Right.
line kind of shocked me.
This up-and-coming B-minus list television actor is on a very hit ensemble show. He hasn't really done much except for the show, but because of his high name recognition and the show's popularity, I am giving him a B-minus. Anyway, he and this teenager started dating, and it was fairly public until he started dating the C-list co-star. She is C because her name recognition isn't as big. Anyway, our actor has continued to date the teenager and his co-star, as well as others. When our actor was out of the country doing press, his co-star found out about the teenager and has vowed revenge. As an added twist, the teenager has been our actor's drug purchaser so that he is never caught actually buying his nose candy. So that is Ed Westwick and the C-list co-star being Jessica Soar.
Which young star embarrassed themselves at a Super Bowl party yesterday? Not only did they have too much to drink, they were also very loudly critical of both musical guests that performed. During Carrie Underwood's singing of the national anthem, they started to howl and clutch their ears as if in pain. During The Who's halftime performance, they talked loudly about how stupid it was to have some grandpa band that nobody ever heard of playing. When someone at the party asked them to pipe down because they actually did want to hear the music, the young star responded by saying that it was a waste of time to listen to music that sounded like crap they heard a million times before. It will be interesting to see how much our star enjoys people critiquing them. That's actually kind of funny.
Listen, I'm not even a fan of Nashville Barbie Carrie Underwood, but imagine like wincing and closing your ears while she's singing. Like she's never sounded bad once in her life.
No.
She literally is like one of the best singers ever. That's hilarious. We're now in 2010. Which pretty boy TV actor got everyone at NYC Club SL gossiping when he was spotted in a dark corner, locking lips with a young blonde guy? They were openly kissing and cuddling up together for some time, an eyewitness tells Star. And that, of course, is Chase. Yeah, Chase really tried to like hide when he would go out to the bars and to the clubs and stuff. Like him and the Podwall boys just get their villas and they get their bottle service, and there's boys in little tiny bathing suits everywhere, and they don't care.
Do you think he's one of like the top Podwall guys?
I feel like it's gotta be him. To me, the top guys are JC, Chase, and it used to be Colton. Colton was up there for one until he left. But I would say for sure it's gotta be him and JC seem like they're like the top tier. And
Maybe
maybe,
Darren Criss.
yes, I was gonna say Darren. And then what's his name too, from Kevin from Glee?
Kevin or Chris?
What's the name of the guy that was in the wheelchair on Glee?
Oh, Kevin McHale.
Yeah, they also love Kevin.
Interesting.
They're like, he's a golden boy for that group.
That's shocking because he hasn't done anything since Glee other than make a Glee rewatch podcast.
I know, but he was at
No shade to
the
Kevin. No shade to Kevin. I'm just saying, I'm
Oscars.
shocked.
Doesn't mean he can't go to Elton John's party, apparently.
This male actor found out last month his home had levels of asbestos. He's now ultra paranoid that he will never be able to have kids and moved out of the house faster than a speeding bullet. He's currently living with his parents and refuses to have sex with anyone until he considers himself detoxified. That will be at least a couple of years knowing how dirty he is. I don't know. I mean, I don't think, oh, that's Ed Westwick. I'm sorry. But it's like, okay, he moved out because there was asbestos. That's normal.
Isn't that kind of what you're supposed to do?
No, you're supposed to hang out and see what happens.
These two television stars recently announced their split. What they didn't say was why they ended their off-screen romance. It is because the male actor continues to go around the set groping the other female actresses in their cast. He's done that since the beginning of the relationship, but after a while, she was fed up, asking him to stop, and when he wouldn't, she ended it. So that is Blake breaking up with Penn because he wouldn't stop groping.
I don't believe that one.
I don't believe that either.
He's like still very close with the cast.
And he's so like, I don't know. I wouldn't say uptight, but he's just so reserved and like buttoned up. And I just don't picture him going around squeezing people's boobs. But, you know, who knows? Hollywood's crazy.
We talked about this in one of our first episodes, the CW couple episode. It was probably episode like 5. But one of my favorite things about Penn and Blake is that their relationship announcement came out of people exclusive photos of them at like a Cabo resort. And then when they were questioned about it, they were like, we like privacy. We're not going to admit we're together. We're not going to talk about that because it's our private lives. I'm like, you announced a relationship in a people exclusive photo shoot.
Like we say thin, but diet and exercise. And that's all we'll say to the public.
This TV star is involved with one of his female castmates. Not that it's any big secret. What is a big secret is the other co-star he's fooling around with. The little bit underage male co-star. More on this to come if our source continues to kiss and tell. And that's Ed Westwick, Jessica Soar, and Connor Paulo. And Connor played Eric, Serena's little brother.
So we are now in 2011. Here's a nugget of gossip for all of you celeb lovers and Upper East Siders. After showing up for a photo shoot hungover and stinking like booze, this young actor puked all over on set bathroom and left the mess for the stylist to clean up. XOXO. And that's Ed.
This female reality star was at a party with a number of closeted gay actors recently. What the rest of the guests don't know was that the four people were going to be staging a little play starring the reality star and three of the actors. The objective was to get the guests to buy into the drama and feed the story to the tabloids. The story, approved by their publicist, was that the reality babe was dating a hunky actor and that the actor's television co-star, along with the co-star's boyfriend, were quite vocal about the relationship. The reality star and the three closeted gay actors all played their role to a hilt, and the story did wind up in the tabloids. What is still unclear, though, is whether it was a one-time publicity stunt or if the reality star's convincing performance has secured her a long-term gig as a paid beard. So the reality star being my queen, Lauren Conrad, the actor, Chase Crawford, actor's co-star, Penn Badgley, and the co-star's boyfriend, Sean Pyform.
So we've talked a little bit in the past in the Podwall episode that we reference all the time, that even though you wouldn't expect it, Lauren is like a part of this group. She used to attend the Podwall parties. She beards for them. I mean, I don't know what the contracts say, but it's just weird to think of Lauren Conrad like setting up bearding situations with like Camp Podwall, you know?
I agree. And this was something that became public. It was like 2007, though, not 2011, the year we're in like podcast. I'm blind item wise on the podcast. It came out that she was hooking up with Chase Crawford. And then like a few months later, no, Audrina's hooking up with Chase Crawford. And then somehow Spencer Pratt recently came out and he was like, actually, it was Heidi hooking up with Chase Crawford. I'm like, I don't believe any of you.
None of it. I'm sorry. They just can't keep it straight. The lie.
Mm-hmm. Or they all want to say they hooked up with Chase Crawford.
Right, because we all do. What TV actor is said to get rather gleeful about his dates with another straight actor? Which budding impresario gave a 20-something girl his business card and told her via email that he'd buy her and all her friends drinks all night at the new hipster strip joint? So that is Matthew Morrison and Chase Crawford.
These two young gay actors have been boyfriends and boyfriend for a while now. One is on a young adult drama, the other on an older housewifey series. For now, the two just pretend to be best friends with no public PDA. While Drama Guy is still closeted, Housewife Guy is all but out. Ever since Drama Guy and his blonde beard broke up, Housewife Guy has been putting the pressure on to come out publicly. He doesn't even bother with beards and wants Drama Guy to quit pretending he's straight. Drama Guy is toying with the idea and has been polling his friends and a few select colleagues to see if they think that now is a good time to come out. His biggest opponent so far, his blonde ex, who worries that her popularity may suffer if she's exposed as a beard. So drama guy being Penn Badgley, housewifey guy being Sean Pyform, and the blonde beard being Blake Lively. And also, again, I think this is like a fluidity type thing, not just like black or white.
Also, I will say, just Jared used to, I'm actually looking at one of the articles right now, just Jared used to like kind of keep tabs on this like triangle of actors. And mm-hmm. whenever Chase would be spotted with somebody that wasn't JC, just Jared would always like be like, well, where's JC? Like, where's your roommate? And there's actually a really, I'm going to send it to you. It's a funny article that says Chase Crawford, but where's JC? And the guy behind him is Sean.
Yeah, maybe honestly, that reveal could have been incorrect. They could be referring to Chase.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, because in a, like two blinds, it's Sean and Chase.
I totally believe that that's about Chase. Interesting.
You're smiling. You're so gleeful right now.
As gleeful as Matthew Morrison.
Oh, no.
Daystar's clueless beard walks in on a shocker. People have a right to live their lives. Let's be clear about that. And that's why we do not out gay stars. Never have and never will. That's not true. But when matinee idols like Toothy Tile and Faye Oil Tush choose to involve other non-gay folks in their clandestine lives, it changes the rules. For instance, Crescent Kumquat's last beard was beginning to wonder why the heck the handsome star never laid a finger on her in private. Well, she just found out the reason the hard way. When the gorgeous tall stunner, Crescent, had been parading around to parties, just so happened to hop over to her mom's place to surprise him, and she found out that he was not only home, but the place was pretty open. Only it was she who got the shock when she walked in on Crescent having sex with a dude. And just a little petting or oral... And not just a little petting or oral action either, babes. Crescent was right in the middle of getting done to him what the gorgeous real blonde chica had wished he would do to her. Now, we gotta say we're starting to wonder just how much dope Crescent's doing these days, because not even outlandish sex vice superstars like Toothy Tile and Crotch Elastic take this many chances. You know, like leaving the house wide open while getting it on with a guy inside. But then who would have thunk the girlfriend would come over for a surprise? Well, all the more reason to actually give these beards a little loving once in a while, boys. You know, so they're not so damn horny. Jesus Christ. But the discarded chica does not get the last laugh. We must know. We'd be getting that nasty social disease Mr. Kumquat's known to have. Woo. Wonder if the latest blondie CC's been out with will be as lucky. So that is Chase. Not the part of them being like, fuck your beards, boys. They get horny sometimes. Oh my God, Jesus.
Well, at a party a few weeks ago, TV Actor 1 set up his new lover, TV Actor 2, with a date for the night. Actor 1 thought that Actor 2 would enjoy the experience of hooking up with someone different. The media got a hold of this story from the other party guests and reported that the hunk was on the prowl and had a one-night stand with this very beautiful woman. Well, almost. Well, the mainstream got it wrong. The actors are both happy about the media report, though, as it allows them to both remain in the closet for another season. And this is the blind referring to Sean Pyfrom and Chase Crawford. So yeah, the one we read a few blinds ago must have been Chase, not Penn.
Yeah.
So we're now in 2013. This is an interesting couple. Not in front of the cameras every day. They're used to living their own life. One is a B-list actor who's on a very hit show for an Almost network. She's a celebrity actress slash whatever she calls herself that day. Great couple. They're living together now, and there's even talk about her already being pregnant, which would make her mom happy and her dad ticked off. The thing is, although everyone knows our actor is the dad or would be the dad, what people don't know is that our actor has convinced our actress that he needs more than just her in his life as far as sex goes, and he's been bringing multiple women home with him and apparently has been trying to get them pregnant too. His celebrity girlfriend appears to be totally on board with it and thinks it's all very spiritual. Yeah, let me know how she feels the same way if in a few years from now there are a bunch of kids he's responsible for and paying child support too. And that's Zoe Kravitz with Penn Badgley. And let me tell you, Tumblr fucking loved that couple.
So did I. I'll be
I mean,
honest.
they look so good together.
They are the most New York perfect couple ever. These two good-looking actors are on separate hit television shows. They are less than 10 years apart in age, but actor A seems much older because he plays an adult on his show, while actor B plays a teen on his show. They both traveled out of the country for a fun New Year's Eve celebration, despite the fact that one actor brought his quote girlfriend along. The two actors wound up hooking up with each other that week and have been inseparable ever since. There should be plenty of time for getting cozy too, because they both enjoy being in the same city, and actor B's show isn't coming back next season. So, actor A being Matthew Morrison, actor B being Chase Crawford, they have an 8-year age difference, and they were at Marquee, which I guess was opening in Australia for New Year's Eve. And yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about. They were probably in a villa with bottle service, and there were twinks and bathing suits everywhere.
And Nino DeBrev might have been there.
Yeah, it's whole 1000%.
This former B-list television actor from a very hit Almost Network show that was recently canceled was so bold this week about his drug use that he pulled out a bag of coke and was doing it at the bar, on the bar, next to tons of other people. Ed Westwick.
This former B-list, mostly television actor who hasn't done much since his hit Almost Network show ended its run, was at a club this past week with a celebrity girlfriend. Our actor brought out his fake accent. Yes, he has one in real life, but he really brings it out when he is hitting on a woman. Yes, in front of his girlfriend, who ran away crying when the drunk actor started sitting women on his lap and asking them if they wanted to play some kind of elf game. I don't even know what that means, and I don't want to. No one could quite make out what he was saying, but he managed to make out with a few of the women anyway. And that is Ed and Jessica Soar.
So Ed has like a really thick British accent. And I wonder if when he hits on women, he's like, I'm Chuck Bass.
Yeah, I'm sure he goes as deep as he can and totally turns it on. And I'm sure it works a lot.
I know. You're so right.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This guy has really not given up pretending he's straight for the cameras. He's an actor. He was B-list, mostly television actor, when his hit show for an Almost Network was on the air. Now, though, he's probably a C-lister. Everyone has told him to come out. It's not a secret with his family or friends, so it's only him who's continuing the charade. He hangs out with a woman that he calls his girlfriend, but she's really seeing one of his other friends he brings around, and another one of those friends is his boyfriend. In public, though, it's all smiles for the happy male and female couple. And that's Chase Crawford with Rachel Golden. And honestly, that sounds like the best case scenario. Like, if you're both in on it.
And like get along and have fun together. Like, what more could you ask for? This C-list celebrity slash sometimes actress from a very famous offspring who was with the former B-list mostly television actor for many years has moved on. Maybe. It appears from the outside that she has moved on, but then why has she been asking her A-list singer slash celebrity if he would be interested in her ex joining them for some bedroom fun? Our singer is used to two or three women and him. And himself, but doesn't have much experience having another guy around. So the C-list celebrity being Zoe, the actor, of course, being Penn, and the other person being Drake.
Does Penn Badgley just have like a harem?
Apparently, I'm willing to join in, unfortunately.
Penn, if you're listening, Troy's down.
Yeah, where do we send applications?
This male Gossip Girl actor, who was one of the main stars of the show, went to a red carpet event in the past week with a woman who was passing out her card and said she had a half hour special too. And that was Ed Westwick's date at the Romeo and Juliet premiere.
And that woman was me. Is a Met Gala blind. It's been a while. This married B-list, mostly television actress, spent most of the night crying and texting her other man slash co-star. Fight? Trouble? Drama? and that is Blake fighting with Penn. This former B-list, mostly television actor who was on a very hit Almost Network show, has been spending the past several weeks after his breakup basically living with three women. He was trying to see all of them independently, but just gave up and said that if they wanted to be with him, they all needed to live with him. They all accepted, and it is like a mini Playboy mansion. And that's Penn while on a break with Zoe. That is crazy.
They might have the most crazy relationship that exists in the celebrity world. They have been together forever, despite their fairly young ages. He's an actor, used to be B-list, mostly television, but now that his Almost Network hit show is off the air, he's slowly dropping down to a C. He's a good-looking guy. His girlfriend is a little bit of everything, but no matter what, never really rises above a C-list. Oh, except for name recognition. She has a name that can get her to A-list name recognition in a hurry. The couple have the most bizarre sex life ever. First of all, they have an open relationship and have no qualms about bringing people back to their place, even when while the other is there. Sometimes they're all in one bedroom, and sometimes they just bring the other person back and do what they need to do. One guy, who said he had sex with the celebrity, said they were all in the middle of it, and the actor walked in and started watching, and the celebrity started talking to him during it, and the next thing you know, the actor was taking care of himself while he watched. The guy who was picked up had no idea this was going on. The couple is also famous for their fights. Dents and scratches are all over the walls from their fights. They love to throw things and have hit each other with objects and have been covered in blood, but they never call the police. One couple who went to the house saw the couple get in a fight. The couple thought they were going to kill each other. Instead, after 30 minutes of brutal screaming and fighting, the actor and his girlfriend excused themselves and went and had sex for 15 minutes and then came back out like nothing happened. Zoe and Penn.
That really checks out to me, like all of that. That they would have like a real, like, she just seems like that girl that you have like a wild relationship with, like fighting, crazy sex, insane arguments, crazy breakup or makeup sex. Like, she just seems very wild. This former B-list, mostly television actress, is now an unemployed C-lister who is looking for work. She's also a bit of a klepto and was saved by her actor ex from going to jail when he said there was a confusion about who was going to pay for something. She was stealing, but he said that he told her he was paying, which is why she walked out with the shoes in a box. So apparently, while dating Ed, Jessica Soar was stealing.
We're now in 2014, and the reveal of this one is a lot.
Yeah.
Academy Award parties. This former A-list, mostly television actor from a very hit Almost Network show, who is now a B-minus lister, got into an argument with this A-list everything actor. Apparently, the A-lister set up the closeted B-lister with a guy, and the B-lister picked up the guy at the date's house. They had sex at the house, but never went back on the date. The B-lister said he forgot something in his car and never came back. So that's Chase Crawford getting into a fight with Kevin Spacey.
I don't even want to know the details.
You don't? Not even like a little?
If you've been looking for this foreign-born B-list, mostly television actor who has not done much since his long-running hit Almost Network show ended, you can probably find him holed up in some apartment spending most of his days shooting heroin. If you thought that he was pasty white before, you have not seen anything. And that is Ed.
A young celebrity just became a father for the first time, and we'll bet you didn't even know he was expecting. He's a handsome under 30 actor who became famous after starring on a TV drama and dating a pretty actress. The baby's mother is a non-celebrity who lives in the same city as our actor. She gave birth to a beautiful and healthy baby girl last month. Why was there no birth announcement? Why all the secrecy? Could it be because the pregnancy was a total surprise? Or could it be because the mother is not his girlfriend? And just who is the daddy? That's one secret we'll never tell. Of course, that's Penn Badgley and Domino Kirk. They're still married, still together. I think they have two kids now.
We cannot stop laughing over this one about a certain young actor at a recent party. Security guards compensated everyone's phones before they entered the VIP lounge at this recent music festival. It wasn't just to preserve the privacy of the celebrities who were there. It was to keep guests from videotaping those who were openly doing drugs. In fact, witnesses watched the famous actor open up a capsule of Molly and pour it into his mouth, chased by a drink. At first, the actor was incredibly upbeat and happy. However, after a while, he suddenly had an urge to do something else. So our actor removed all of his clothes. He folded them into a neat pile, and then he laid on the floor completely naked and began quietly petting and stroking the carpet. We've all been there. He didn't say anything. He just smiled. The people around him who were all drinking and or doing drugs didn't even blink. Leave him alone, they said. He's rolling. And that's Ed.
We love supportive people.
I would hope that if, you know, one of my friends would be like, just let him do his thing. You know, he's petting the floor.
Molly's fun.
Literally so fun. Me with, like, anytime I've ever done Molly, it's like, if there's like a pet or a dog around, that's me. I'm like, I'm just petting this dog for hours and don't come near me. Don't talk to me. I'm fine and I'm happy.
Unfortunately, I'm the exact opposite and feel the need to be like the closest talker to every single person.
Oh, God.
And like, if you're wearing something I like, I'll tell you 35 times in a row. I'm like, but you look so good. Oh, my God. I can't get over how good you look.
That's hilarious.
Which B-list movie and TV actor whose Almost Network show ended recently talked his female PR person to pose as his date for the day to fool the paparazzi? He's not really dating anyone right now, just been having some random male hookups in WeHo. He may come out this year because he has sworn off any women since his last female relationship ended in a drug-fueled mess. And I will say that's about Ed and Jessica, and they really were like the messiest fucking couple. Always breaking up very publicly, them walking a red carpet, and everyone was like, so we thought you broke up, and they're like, oh no, we're still together. Or they'd be like, no, we're great friends now. It was very interesting to watch happen live.
Not together, but we still support by the end of the red carpet together. We're now in 2015. This in-the-closet actor who starred in that Almost Network hit show for years didn't have the energy to find a new beard to talk about his new show, so he's going to go with the line that he is focused on the show and searching for the right woman for the next 6 months. Maybe his co-star will be up for the gig. So that, of course, is Chase, his former show, of course, being Gossip Girl, his new show at the time being Boom, and his co-star being Rebecca Rittenhouse.
And they did date. For a while.
Really?
I think there might still be on and off to this day.
Interesting.
This former B-list, mostly television actor, who was on that long-running Almost Network hit show before it ended, has a girlfriend. It didn't stop him from having a booty call with this older B-list, mostly movie actress co-star. He made her come to a premiere party, and they hooked up at the party before she went back home to her kids. That's allegedly Penn Badgley, Uma Thurman, their show together being The Slap, and it was the premiere party for Girls Season 4.
Wow.
I need to ask the listeners, do you want us to do a Girls episode? I know we're kind of nervous to talk about Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
But, like, Girls is a great show.
I would like to have a like, nuanced conversation about that show. Yeah, let us know if you'd be into that. Proving once again that she is not a nice person, the former girlfriend of this B-list mostly movie actor, who was in a huge network hit after also appearing on a huge Almost Network hit and has never been in a blind before, is telling people as of late that our B-lister is in the closet, and for all the time that they dated, the couple never had sex. So that is Chase and Aaron Andrews.
This former A-list, mostly television actress from that hit Almost Network show back in the day is also remembered for an outfit she once wore on the red carpet back in the day. Anyway, she's married, but she has no problems the other night with making out with this high on coke former B-list, mostly television actor who's not done much since his very hit Almost Network show went off the air a few years ago. And that's Ed Westwick and your girl, Rose McGowan.
What a random... What?
It's random, but also kind of makes sense.
It does make sense, especially at that time. This former Gossip Girl actor likes his partners to wear silk gloves while having sex. It doesn't matter if they are male or female. Don't worry, though. He provides them to his guests. So if you're going to hook up with Ed Westwick, you better show up with silk gloves.
No, no, no. He has them for you, Troy.
Yeah, just show up. Don't even worry about it. Gentlemen.
This foreign-born, former B-plus-list, mostly television actor when he was on that very hit ensemble Almost Network show, who is now a B-lister living off that fame, has not been shy about showing off his boyfriend in public, so hopefully he will just come fully out of the closet, unlike his former co-star, who's still deep in the back of the closet behind the clothes you haven't worn in years. So that's allegedly Ed Westwick being out with his boyfriend, and they're referring to Chase.
This rarely in the tabloids, former A-list, mostly television actor from a now defunct hit Almost Network show, who was now in something completely awful, was getting paid to attend a recent event. Our actor got so hammered that he crashed into a huge display and knocked it over. He had to be helped out of the place by two people. And that is Chase Crawford, who was currently at the time starring in Blood and Oil. I don't even know what that is.
It was canceled very quickly.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Now would be a good time to let you guys know that this episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. You've been stewing about a health problem that you've had for years. You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. And you're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice in your group chat, but you can find it from a doctor on ZocDoc. Thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc are there to help you. They listen like a friend and give you the expert care that you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. That's where ZocDoc comes in. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and that fits your schedule. Book an appointment with a few taps on their app and start feeling better, faster with ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/blinds and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/blinds. ZocDoc.com/blinds. And one last time, ZocDoc.com/blinds.
And we are now in 2016. This was not supposed to be beard hour, but it is turning out that way. The tabloids have been primed to put this couple on full love mode. One is a foreign-born former B-list Almost Network actress who is now a movie actress and needs a hit to stay in that B range. The other is a former Almost Network star who crashed and burned in his latest project. There is no way on this earth that he is interested in the actress, no matter how hot she is. Now, her former male co-star, oh yeah, definitely his type. Don't let the tabloids fool you into believing this one. Well, our smart listeners would never do that now. The actress being Nina Dobrev, the actor being Chase Crawford, his failed project being Blood and Oil, and of course, the male co-star being somebody from Vampire Diaries. Hello.
I like how vague that is, because literally everyone on Vampire Diaries is like the most beautiful person you've ever seen.
I know, and it's clearly a brothel. Like, Vampire Diaries and Teen Wolf were just brothels.
What did you call Nina in the Podwall episode? Like a frat princess or something?
Oh, God. Did I call her that?
I think you called her the frat princess of the Podwall group.
That's hilarious because I feel that way still. That just, that really checks out. She is. She's that girl that's like, I'm one of the guys here.
You know, we've always talked about like female celebrities that you can just put next to another celebrity and they look great and nobody questions it. Nina's definitely one of those, but I think Chase is that for a guy.
Yeah, I 1000% agree. He's like a hunk. He's just famous enough no matter what. You know, he's a perfect like face.
Right. Like say if you see him and like Diana Agron together, you wouldn't be like, that's weird.
Yeah, you would never think twice about it.
You know how we talked about Kate Bosworth in the Gwyneth episode? Mm-hmm. Her and Justin got engaged. Justin Long, guys.
We need to start manifesting extremely powerful stuff for ourselves and not just for famous people who don't know us.
True.
Let's do it for ourselves.
Why, yes, that was this closeted former A-list mostly television actor from that now defunct Almost Network show turned failed network actor out with three guy friends. Yes, it was a secret double date. The other three men are openly gay, so I'm not sure what our actor is trying to hide. And that's Chase Crawford hanging out with Matt McGorry and Cheyenne Jackson. Cheyenne Jackson is a beautiful man, too.
Beyond. Isn't Cheyenne also dated JC?
Oh, did he?
Right? Or maybe, no, that's, I'm thinking, I'm getting Chase and JC. My Podwall boys, I'm confusing them, I'm sorry. This former B-list mostly television actor who recently had a big swing and miss in his return to television doesn't seem to be making it while in the closet. So he has started to open up more and actually went to lunch in broad daylight, surrounded by Pabst with his boyfriend. And that is Chase, his failed show, Bling Blood and Oil.
I think you need to watch that. Not, don't watch Gossip Girl, Troy. You need to watch Blood and Oil for us.
It was like three episodes.
This actor is probably A-minus list right now, maybe even A-list on television. It all depends where you consider cable shows in the rankings. He does have a pretty good thing going to go from one hit cable show to another. Just before he got the cable show that made him really famous, this openly gay actor hooked up with this at the time A-list mostly television actor who was on the Almost Network show that has spawned multiple stars. Apparently the sex between the pair was intense, and then they went and added a third and recorded it, and each has a copy of that night. And that is Matt Bomer and Chase Crawford in the blue eyes in that room that night.
It's too much beauty. It's far too much beauty for, like, it's too much.
Who would you rather, Matt or Chase?
Oh, God, Jesus, Lord. Chicken or the egg? I would probably say Chase just because it's been such a long affair.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah, we've had a good 20-year slow burn, so I think I'd like to. So we're now in 2017. This former A-list Almost Network actor crashed and burned his latest time out. He is in the closet, has been. The thing is, most of you know he is in the closet, and he is only fooling knee pads and the Us Weekly readers. His career is in the tank. He has been dragging around his former co-star as a beard, hoping something will pop. They are both miserable, and her career is even more of a dumpster fire right now. It's really painful to watch. So that's Chase and Rebecca Rittenhouse. And I will say, I feel like the advice that Eric Podwall gives these guys is so, like, outdated. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that this line is, like, very old, and this was a different time. But, like, they still act like this. And it's like, I just don't understand. Like, it's just so old school. It's like, it's not the fucking 80s anymore.
No, I agree with you. And they always just pick people who don't seem to have a great dynamic to begin with.
Right. Like, if you're reliant on a fake relationship to be talked about at all, like, you have nothing else to fall back on. Being in, like, a stale, boring-ass, like, Julianne Hough relationship is not the ticket. It's just embarrassing.
And going back to Chase and Nina, they did have that in, like, Us Weekly, Just Jared. But even with that, when Chase was asked about it, he'd be like, oh, we're just great friends. It's like, don't play coy then. Like, just be like, yeah, we're dating. Then people will stop, like, chill out.
Exactly, because we don't care enough for you to bait us. So don't be coy, because you're gonna lose our interest.
Right. Another newlywed, not so happy, is this B-list mostly television actor who's probably patiently waiting for his former Almost Network hit to come back for a reboot. He's been hooking up with his B-list actress X on a fairly regular basis since she split with her boyfriend. So that's allegedly Penn being married to Domino, but still hooking up with Zoe. And isn't it so crazy, his resurgence? I'm so happy it happened. Like, I know I've talked about his TikToks. Like, I think Penn's really funny and charming. And I'm so glad that you put him in the forefront of our minds again.
Yeah, I know. And now he's like a bona fide television star. Like, he's had two very hit shows. And like you said earlier, he's a really good actor.
I would actually love to see him lead a rom-com.
Oh, my God, he would be a New York-based rom-com. Come on. Who would be the girl? Who is his love interest, though?
Oh, Zoe Kravitz.
It's just them fighting and throwing furniture at each other and then fucking. That's the whole romantic comedy.
I don't know who else could, like, honestly, him and Emma Stone. They did Easy A. That's why she came to mind. That's why I was
Yeah.
I think they would work because they fucking did.
They did. Let us know. Tell us who you guys think would be the ideal, like, counterpart to him in a romantic comedy, because he needs to be in one. He'd be so good.
I feel like people might say Florence Pugh, but I think it has to be someone other than her.
Yeah. Yeah, not her. Let us know. That's fun. And it, by the way, now it's going to happen.
You're welcome, Penn.
Yeah. For your new hit. This parched with thirst former C-list reality star, who was gone from one celebrity boyfriend to the next looking for fame, might have finally found the perfect fit. A foreign-born, former A/B-list, mostly television actor. He is best known for that long-running Almost Network hit show, which has been in talks for a reboot. Our actor is more of a guy who likes other men. However, for the sake of his career, he is more than happy to fake it with a woman. She is on board, too, until something better comes along. That is Jessica Sarfati. It says in parentheses, Joe Jonas and Niall Horan. Oh, she's from America's Next Top Model. Okay. And Ed Westwick. Interesting. And what foreign-born B/C-list mostly television actor is debating on whether to pull a Spacey and come out right now amidst some serious allegations, which might ruin what's left of his career? He's gay, but has slept with women to get ahead in the industry. More than likely, he'll apologize, go to sex rehab, and blame the producers who, quote, got him into this mess. And that is Ed Westwick, who at the time was dating Jessica Soar, and Kristen Cohen was, I guess, his first accuser.
Mm-hmm. So just a trigger warning, we're about to talk about some sexual assault allegations. And this was in 2017. And this is all through the Huffington Post. And again, I think this was such a big deal because I don't know if you feel this way, Troy. We've talked about it at Warped Tour. We've talked about it with so many things, but it's like, you grew up watching him as Chuck Bass, who's a monster on the show, mm-hmm. but you almost can't believe that someone who you grew up watching is capable of something like this, or potentially capable.
Oh, absolutely.
Cohen was taken aback when Westwick allegedly suggested we should all fuck, but her boyfriend convinced her to stay for dinner to avoid making their host uncomfortable. Right, because you should make your host feel comfortable, especially when they say, we should all fuck.
Jesus.
At Westwick's suggestion, Cohen said she then retired to the guest room for a nap while her boyfriend tried to smooth things over. Quote, so I went and laid down in the guest room where I eventually fell asleep. I was woken up abruptly by Ed on top of me, his fingers entering my body. I told him to stop, but he was strong, Cohen wrote. I fought him off as hard as I could before he grabbed my face in his hands, shaking me, telling me he wanted to fuck me. I was paralyzed, terrified. I couldn't speak. I could no longer move. He held me down and he raped me. She continued, I'm sickened to see men like Ed respected in such a public way. Interviewed by prestigious platforms such as the Oxford Union Society at Oxford University, where he was honored as one of their people who shape our world. How does this end? Men like Ed using fame and power to rape and intimidate and then continue through the world collecting accolades. And Ed has denied these claims. Two other women have come forward saying that Ed raped them, but there hasn't been any kind of movement in the courts with this. It seems like it's what I found. It said it just stalled.
Yeah, because this was like a huge conversation for like a month. I mean, I feel like it was like very short lived where people were talking about this and him like potentially getting canceled, but nothing ever came of it.
No, so he went like basically radio silent on social media. He was supposed to be on a show on the BBC. I don't remember what it was called, but they dropped him immediately. And again, super silent on social media. And then maybe like a year or two ago, he started posting shirtless selfies and everyone was like, oh my God, Chuck Bass is back. He's so hot. All you guys need to remember is like when people have these accusations against them or if someone's like, quote unquote, canceled, it might take 2 years for them to come back. Maybe two, but yeah. Usually a lot sooner.
That's so crazy. Because I do also remember him resurfacing.
And, like, and everyone was just like, he's still so hot. I'm like, this lizard man has never been hot.
Right. You were just told that he was hot because the character was like supposed to be menacing and hot. But he himself is like, he's gross.
Right. And again, like, I I think the Me Too movement was great. Obviously, I think it helped so many people. But unfortunately, I think so many things came out at once that people were like, oh, I'm going to focus on Kevin Spacey, or I'm going to focus on Harvey instead of like an Ed Westwick.
1,000%. It was like too much information at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Too many like allegations at once. Yeah, you're right. Nobody knew what to focus on. And it was almost like that was a time where like your fame level also depended on how Me Too'd you'd get.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you weren't like super, super famous, people didn't care as much. Because like Angelina Jolie didn't have a story about it.
Right.
So then the story would just get pushed to the side, which is so crazy. This band is royal sounding. They also paid a boatload of celebrities to come to their recent concert in Los Angeles. Their buzz has been lacking in recent years, and they thought this would give the band a much needed boost. They paid the wrong celebrities to be there. Everyone in the music business is just laughing at them. Okay, so this is Kings of Leon. And they paid Kendall Jenner, Harry Styles, Kate Hudson, Julian Hough, and fiance Brooks Liach, Chase Crawford, Lady Gaga, and Miranda Kerr to go to their show. That is so funny.
So this blind was kind of like a light bulb moment for me, because you always see these celebrities going to random concerts and you're like, why is every celebrity in the world there?
Right.
If it's not like Adele or Beyonce or someone like that. But I'm like, of course they get fucking paid to hang out and listen to Kings of Leon sing their three songs over and over.
Their three yodeling ditties. Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about that the other night. Not that I think that they were paid to be there, but kind of the same thing where I saw all those, everybody at SZA.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody was in the same row at SZA. And it got me thinking, like, that's so interesting, like, the press coverage of, like, celebrities going to a concert, and, like, that becomes, like, the big, I don't know, it's just crazy.
I think the perfect example is Harry Styles. He has his own little section where celebrities go, as most people do. I'm not trying to just hate on Harry. But it's like, of course Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore are going to go together and then love the press that they get.
Yeah, of course. It's a win-win.
Right. We're now in 2018. That former A-list, mostly television actor with famous relatives, who's probably desperately hoping his almost hit network gets some type of reboot so he can have steady work again, has been hanging out with his boyfriend in public. That's a very different kind of behavior than we normally see from this closeted actor. And that's Chase.
This actor is being replaced in a television show. The thing is, his replacement is just as bad, if not worse, in the way he treated people. So that was Ed being replaced on Ordeal by Innocence by Christian Cook, who I don't know. And this foreign-born, former A-list, mostly television actor, who really doesn't work much any longer, says the only tangible thing he has noticed from the allegations leveled against him, other than some loss of work, is that he and his girlfriend have to pay for their threesome partners now, whether they be male or female. They used to be able to pick them up from clubs for free each night. So that's Ed and Jessica Safferty.
It seems as if this girlfriend got tired of always coming in second to all the men this foreign-born, former A-list, mostly television actor from a defunct hit network show slept with. She says that between his hookups with men and the threesomes with men and women, that she had sex one-on-one with the actor about once every 3 months. And that is Ed Westwick and Jessica again.
Twisted. I love when I hear something and I think to myself, that is really good. That kind of gossip, that is something you can grab, something solid. This was a popular show not all that long ago. It seems like long ago, but it was a big hit for this Almost network. It also had one of the most twisted, messed up relationships ever that led to near death. This actress was probably B-list coming into the show. The actor reached A-list while on the show, but has steadily declined. He's already fairly dark. When you combine him with this actress, things escalated quickly. It was not too long before they were doing drugs together. And I'm not talking about coke. I'm talking about heroin straight into their veins. Other times they would have this dark brooding sex and would often bring in some teen that they would find or their drug dealer would send over. They knew that whatever woman they brought wouldn't say anything because they wouldn't want to jeopardize their heroin supply. That was the recipe for some brutal sex encounters. On set, the two brought a dark energy and people tended to shy away from them. Especially with our actress, there was no socializing with the other cast members. She found them to be fake and hypocritical and full of themselves. She always wanted real. She wanted to feel. She wanted to bleed. Well, she almost died. She had a very bad overdose, and it was only blind luck that she didn't die. She spent a long time getting better, and the whole thing made her realize that she wanted to experience different things. So she walked away and forced the producer's hand to get what she wanted. So that is Ed, who was currently in a relationship with Jessica, and I guess doing all this crazy shit with Taylor Momsen.
I was going to say, the Taylor Momsen blind items are the reason that the girls from Gossip Girl will be behind a paywall.
I just, like, it is crazy to me that Taylor Momsen was able to just sort of parade and gallivant around LA the way she did. Like, wasn't she, like, 17 when she started Pretty Reckless?
She was young. I think she was either 13 or 14 starting Gossip Girl.
Shit. That's crazy.
And I do have to give Enty a shout out. His Patreon, his Gossip Girl episode is so, so good.
I bet. I can't even imagine.
It's Taylor Momsen is someone who has interested me for years because she just quietly fell out for a bit. And now she's back and seems to be doing really well, which we love.
Yeah, she's had a really, she's just one of those girls you look at and think, you've seen too much, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much shit.
And I don't know if I've ever really seen someone's downfall written into a show the way hers was.
That is so wild to me. Like, the exploitation of her just in general as, like, a really young girl. And to, like, I don't know, just be gallivanting all over LA, like, naked, underage, hanging out with Marilyn Manson. You know, it's just nuts.
Mm. But we will talk about that more next week in our Patreon episode.
Yes, I'm excited.
So we're now in 2019. Long time no see for this illiterate B-list, mostly television actor. He used to be A-minus list and was on a magazine every week. Then, when his Almost Network show ended, he has not had much luck since. Anyway, he's closeted and was out with his boyfriend holding hands. Okay. And again, it's just in parentheses. It says Chase Crawford makes a grocery run with a pal in LA. Chase Crawford and his paparazzi walks are some of my favorites.
Always going to the grocery store.
Always at Whole Foods.
Yeah, he loves to be in the Whole Foods parking lot, walking in aimless circles, getting pictures taken. She was booted off this long-running hit network show, which is now defunct because she hooked up with one of the married actors on the show. Yes, nothing happened to him. He got to stay. Meanwhile, apparently she hooked up with the married lead of that new cable streaming hit. So the actress being Elizabeth Lyle, the long-running show being Once Upon a Time, the married actor being either Josh Dallas or Colin Donahue, the married lead being Penn, and the new show being you.
Hearing about these blind items with Penn, I wonder if that's why he like came out and said he's not doing sex scenes anymore, because he just wants it to be intimate with like his wife.
Right. It's a real loss. It's a real loss to the Netflix community.
The Squeeze. It was a show on an Almost network that was beloved. People hope for a reboot. Surprisingly, there's only been one person who really emerged from the show and gone on to bigger and better things. Back at its peak, there was a real-life couple who were also co-stars. Their relationship had, it at its core, drugs. They were both addicts. They would often blow up their entire paychecks on drugs. They were known for hitting up parties and trying to get someone with money and drugs to hook up with them. They would use the person's drugs and make the person buy more all night long. When the female co-star was not around, the male co-star would keep up the same game and find people and do drugs for the night. It was one big party. Apparently, though, what was good for him solo did not apply to her solo, but she wasn't told. Our actor went out of town and our actress was in need of drugs and had no funds. So she did what they would do together and he would do solo. And she found a really rich guy who loved to party and wanted nothing more to hook up with our actress from television. So she hooked up with him and partied and got her fix on. Our actor found out about it and dumped her via text, refusing to have anything to do with her again. He did keep doing the same thing for years, though, with other women as his partner. Our actress went through some hard times, but is clean now and starting to climb back up the ladder. So that is referring to the set of Gossip Girl with Ed Westwick and Jessica Soar. I can only imagine that fucking set, man.
Just insane drugs and egos and fake relationships and closeted celebrities. It's a lot.
And I'm curious your opinion on this, because again, I know you didn't watch the show, but there was like the OC, One Tree Hill, Gossip Girl. Those were like, in my opinion, the big three of that time.
Right.
But I feel like the Gossip Girl cast was so much overexposed than the OC or One Tree Hill. Like the OC, of course, had Misha, and then mm-hmm. Rachel Bilson and Adam were together, but they weren't like doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the whole cast of Gossip Girl was always in your face.
I agree. I just think that they, I don't know. I don't really know how to word this, but like in the way that the OC cast was very like Neutrogena and like very, you know, Herbal Essences and stuff. Like they were like the perfect spokespersons and the perfect like teen people celebrities. Gossip Girl, in my opinion, hit a little bit different because they were all being marketed as like fashion people on top of, like, I don't know. I just feel like the way that they were marketed was like almost, and then this is no shade, a little bit more highbrow. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get that. And even how they marketed Gossip Girl, I mean, they used the terrible reviews. They'd be like, this show is sinful. So it already had your attention with that.
Yeah, like the OC and One Tree Hill felt more traditional to me, whereas mm-hmm. Gossip Girl felt a little bit more camp and like something different and like newer. And it was like a show that I feel like made young people feel more mature. And they like leaned into that. Like I just mm-hmm. I just feel like it gave higher brow. I really had no idea that this illiterate B-list mostly television actor waiting for a reboot of his only hit was still waiting for a reboot. That's so sad. Waiting for a reboot of his only hit was still pretending to date a woman. I think everyone in town pretty much assumed he gave that up after they saw him with guy number 5 or 6 each week. Maybe that is why he went public with the end of his quote romance. And that was Chase and Rebecca finally breaking up.
Rebecca Rittenhouse really hung in there, huh?
She really gave it her all.
It wouldn't shock me if this closeted, illiterate, A-list, mostly television actor who has a new show isn't using a new cast photo on his Grindr profile. He alternates between using animal photos and photos from acting roles that he can pretend are not him if caught as profile pictures. And that is when Chase Crawford, have you seen the photo of him for the boys' calendar and the way he looks in it?
Yes. Yes, I've seen it. I'm familiar.
It's so wild. Like, I don't understand Grindr, really. I know it's like a hookup app. And what I mean by don't understand is that you can just throw any picture up and people are like, no, I want to fuck you. I don't care what you look like.
Right. I know. And I will say, when celebrities get found out on Grindr, it's like their profile is immediately sent to all the gay message boards, Data Lounge, all, I mean, you guys know them. It's immediate and it never stops. Anderson Cooper's has been spotted. Andy Cohen's has been posted a million times. RIP Aaron Carter's was on Data Lounge a lot. Like, it's like the gays have no decency.
Unless you're in West Hollywood, then they don't fucking talk.
Exactly. We are now in 2020. This former A-list, mostly television actor, is telling everyone he would have turned down a gig if offered to him. The thing is, though, he would have loved to have been in the reboot. They just didn't ask. And that is Ed Westwick for the Gossip Girl reboot. So do you think that he would have been in it had that stuff not happened, or was he not in it because they just didn't want him in it?
I kind of feel like he's the only one that would agree to do it, other than Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine, like, Chase has the boys now. Penn Badgley has you. Leighton Meester is just, like, surfing with Adam Brody, living her best life.
Right.
Like, I think the only other person they could probably bring is, like, Jessica Soar. And everybody hated Vanessa, so no one would have watched, you know?
Yeah, and Ryan won't let what's-her-name out of the house to act.
Yeah, Blake Lively's not allowed to leave her home, so.
Yeah, especially for this reboot, it's way too much press. Way too much.
The girlfriend of this foreign-born, former B-plus-list, mostly television actor from a now-defunct Almost Network a literate hit show, is open trolling for business on Instagram and also for threesome partners, which she tries out with her actor boyfriend before bringing them to see clients. And that's Tamara Francesini with Ed Westwick. I'm not familiar with Tamara.
But we are now in 2021. This illiterate former A-list mostly television actor is one of the few same-sex yachters out there. Most of the time, he does do threesomes or partners swapping with a woman he has worked with for a long time. So that's Chase being one of the only same-sex yachters.
This foreign-born former A-list actor who had one almost network hit didn't pay his last girlfriend what she'd been promised. She finally left him, so he found another yachter to join in for threesomes with his boyfriend. And that is Ed and Tamara breaking up.
Oh, Lord. How did I get this one?
I'm glad you got this one.
The man, Muhammad Al-Turki, who pulled the strings for so long with this Disney actor turned A-list recluse actor, of course, Mr. Zac Efron, has found a new frontman. He's a foreign-born former A-list mostly television actor, Ed Westwick. This whole week has been filled with nothing but reports of some horrific things happening to women who thought they were going to have fun at the Red Sea International Film Festival. Meanwhile, the foreign-born permanent A-list model slash new mom, Naomi Campbell, is in lockstep with the string puller. That is such a gross, perfect pairing, Ed Westwick and Muhammad Al-Turki. Like, what a match made in hell.
God.
Ugh.
We're now in 2022, and this is an Oscars blind. This illiterate actor peaked at A-list when he starred in an Almost Network hit show. He's on television now, but on a show that's not nearly as popular. He's closeted and last night was flirting with a waiter very hard at one of the biggest parties. They exchange phone numbers and a quick kiss, and that is Chase Crawford at the 2022 Vanity Fair Oscar party.
This foreign-born illiterate actor, Sebastian Stan, has been talking about leaving his agency, CAA. He's apparently tired of them trying to control his private life, mostly who he dates, him being linked to another client of his agency with Annabelle Wallace, is no coincidence. And what photographs are leaked to the media are also no coincidence. But it's a bit hypocritical of him to complain about photos. He was bold enough to tell guests at a friend's wedding that they were not allowed to take any photos where he may be seen in them. He also wouldn't allow friends to share vacation photos of their group holiday for his birthday if he was going to be in them. He eventually allowed another A-literate actor, Chase Crawford, to share a photo, but only after it had been approved. And for those of you wondering, CAA is the agency that Alyssa Milano's husband runs.
And this is the final blind. We've made it to 2023. It's so interesting to see the complete 180 from this A-list actor who starred on the show about gossiping and his previous open slash swinger slash orgy relationships into this no more sex scenes kind of guy because it's disrespectful. According to an old partner, this is a guy who used to spank women until they would bark for him. And that's Penn Badgley.
Oh, okay. I'd bark. So, I was making a grossed out face until you said the name. And I was like, oh, I love barking.
I know. You smiled. You're like, woof, woof. So yeah, those are the three main boys from Gossip Girl. Who do you think's rotted? Who's not rotted? Give me your thoughts and feelings.
Okay, so I think that Penn doesn't seem to be rotted. He's just like a sexual deviant, as they all are. Oh, man. And then Chase just seems like a real victim of the insane circumstance that he has found himself in, where he has to do crazy shit to stay relevant. And you know what's so crazy? I say this all the time. It's like, people like him do all this weird shit to try and stay famous, to try and get back up like on any list at all or whatever. And it's like the one thing that you have, like the card that you could pull, look at Lance Bass.
Colton Hayes.
Hello. Yeah. Lance hasn't sang in like 17 years. And the man stays booked, busy, and his pockets are lined with coin and money because he came out and exploited his coming out story, as any person deserves to do. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think that's crazy. And then obviously Ed deserves to be locked up.
Yeah. And going back to like the Colton comment, he opened up a whole thing about like Bryan Singer and more of the conversation about Podwall, and Chase could really spearhead that.
Yeah. I mean, he could be our like hot Ronan Farrow.
Ooh.
If he wanted to, but he would rather be at the cabana slapping butts.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, I don't think Chase is rotted. Penn, it seems like his partners are aware of what's going on. That's like,
yeah.
If it was like different, then I'd say maybe a little peach fuzz mold.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you about Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, everything that Penn does seems to be consensual.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Ed. And I mean, I'm happy that we did this because it really reminded, like, I completely forgot that he got canceled. It just, like you said, it got completely buried by all of the more famous people that it was happening to at the time. And he's like not famous enough to be on anybody's radar. So they just let him slide. And that's crazy.
I feel like I want to ask you fuck, marry, kill as we end this, but I already know your answer.
Well, that's hard. Actually, no, I don't even know my answer. Well, you kill Ed and you don't even think. I guess you fuck Chase because he's a human sex doll. And then you marry Penn because he is perfect, right?
I would swap the Chase and Penn, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course. You would marry Chase, obviously, yes. And live a long, beautiful life together.
We'd be perfect beards for each other. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you had some fun. I know I did.
Yeah, this was fun. I can't wait for the girls. I'm excited for the. I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm ready for the ladies of Gossip Girl.
And that'll be next week. And next week, we actually have guests on to talk about a reality show. We won't give it away just yet, but yeah.
I'm very excited.
So make sure to rate, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everyone you know to listen to Beyond the Blinds.
Yeah, and we love you very, very, very much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.